Hi, this is Chris. Welcome to Adventures in Odyssey.
Oh, hi there. Welcome to Odyssey. I'm John Avery Whittaker, but most folks around here call me Whit. Why don't you get the whole family together and join us for another exciting adventure in Odyssey?
I'm leaving Odyssey.
What?
My pilgrimage will be to there.
That's the sign for the women's room.
Oops. What exactly does the train wreck special contain?
Mostly beef.
Yeah, well, so does my thumb.
Thanks, Dean. And don't forget, Don Blinson's company will handle your window cleaning while I'm gone. Well, see you in a few weeks.
Thanks, Bernard. Have a good time.
You can be sure of that. All right, now, that should take care of...
Eugene? Mr. Walton, what brings you to our fair administrative offices on our fair campus?
Huh? No, just dropping off an invoice for my last cleaning job. What in the world are you doing?
Well, I missed the campus shuttle to Odyssey, you know.
What in the world are you doing with that knapsack on your back? You look like you have everything you ever owned in there.
Well, very close. I'm taking an extended, shall we call it an expedition?
Call it whatever you want, but tell me what you mean.
Well, I suppose the simplest way to put it is, I'm leaving Odyssey.
What? Odyssey?
Precisely.
For good?
Well, that depends.
It depends on what?
What happens on my expedition?
Eugene, just do me a favor and speak clearly for a minute. Now, when you say expedition, you don't mean a trip to deepest, darkest Africa looking for purple elephants. You really mean you're just taking a vacation, right?
Well, I would like to think of this journey as something more than simply a vacation. This is an expedition to go beyond seeing tourist sites or attractive scenery, to connect with the inner person, a journey to myself.
Sounds like a pretty short trip.
You see, I've decided that there comes a time in a man's life when he must broaden his horizons, get out and experience the world. And since I am now on a hiatus from my college responsibilities, I knew that this is the time.
Oh, brother, you just can't do anything the easy way, can you? The rest of the world takes trips and vacations, and you have to go on an expedition. Does Whit know about this?
Well, indeed he does. We discussed it thoroughly. I certainly wouldn't leave without securing his permission, and I go with his blessing.
Well, that's something, I guess. Have a nice trip, Eugene. I hope you find, whatever it is you're looking for.
Well, I'm certain I will, once I get to the bus station.
The bus station? You're taking an expedition on a bus?
Oh, yes. I've purchased one of those open-ended excursion fare tickets. I can leave from anywhere and take it to anywhere. And it's reasonably priced for someone who is as tightly budgeted as I am.
Amazing.
You wouldn't perchance be, going past the Odyssey bus station, would you?
No. No, I'm going the other direction, to Connellsville.
Oh.
But if you want to catch the bus from there, I'm sure they'll let you.
But,
No, come on, I'll drop you off.
Only if it's no imposition.
No more than usual.
Then I am most grateful to accept your offer.
Truck's out front.
Connellsville, the starting point of my newfound journey.
Yeah, right.
Somehow the day seems so much brighter today. The colors are vivid in a most spectacular way.
It always looks like this, Eugene.
Well, perhaps I'm seeing the road and its environs through new eyes. The eyes of a pilgrim.
I thought they always wore black.
I'm speaking allegorically.
Well, try speaking English for once, will you? I still can't figure out why in the world you're doing this. I mean, you're getting on a bus to anywhere for what?
For the experience.
That's it, huh? Just experience? Nothing else?
Yes.
Well, it's been my experience that experience for the sake of experience usually isn't a very good experience at all.
I beg your pardon?
Unless there's a reason for your experience, a purpose, or you learn something from them, then, well, there's not much point.
Naturally, I disagree.
Yeah, well, naturally you would. Take my trip, for example.
Your trip, are you going somewhere?
Yeah, though it's nothing as exciting as finding my inner self, or whoever you thought you'd bump into, I'm driving this old pickup to San Diego to trade it in on a new one. A friend of mine's giving me a great deal.
San Diego, California? You're driving to San Diego right now?
Uh-huh. You put your knapsack next to my suitcase in the back, didn't you wonder?
Oh, not at all. Owners of pickup trucks often have inexplicable and unnecessary items in the back.
Uh-huh. And can I make a few guesses about the items in your knapsack? You're not just carrying clothes in there.
Clothes and other necessities.
Necessities. Necessities like your laptop computer, right? And probably a half a ton of related hardware?
Only what I need to chronicle this unique adventure.
Right. Your adventure to anywhere to get some kind of experience.
Mm-hmm.
But I see, that's my whole point. I have a reason for my trip. I'm going to San Diego to get a great deal on a new pickup truck. Better than any deal I could get in Odyssey. Along the way, it's just me and the peace and quiet of the open road. And what I hope to learn from the experience is how to get a great price on a new truck.
So in our own separate ways, we are both pilgrims.
You're a pilgrim, I'm just a truck buyer.
Hmm. And you believe that this truck will endure the entire distance?
Well, of course it will. This old truck has never let me down.
Then, why are you purchasing a new one?
So this old truck won't have the chance to let me down. Boy, you ask a lot of questions,
oh,
you know
merely
that?
Merely wondering. I expect to ask a lot of questions on this trip. I want to take it all in, every millisecond of this journey.
Yeah, well, your milliseconds are about to get started, because that's the bus station up ahead there.
Oh, you really didn't have to come in, Mr. Walton.
I couldn't just drop you off at the curb. I mean, you're headed for a big trip, an expedition. You should be seen off.
Well, I'm appreciative of your thoughtfulness.
Yeah, so, what now?
Actually, I have to decide which bus to get on.
How are you going to do that? I mean, just close your eyes and point to a location on, let's say, that map over there?
A map of the United States. Perfect. That's an excellent idea.
Me and my big mouth. Eugene!
Of course, since I have an excellent inner compass for direction, I'll have to spin around a few times.
Now, wait a minute, Eugene.
Just to make sure I'm dizzy and can point objectively. Perfect. My pilgrimage will be to... there.
That's the sign for the women's room.
Oh, I'll try again.
Eugene, I really expected someone of your intelligence to be smarter than this.
I'm going to...
People are looking, Eugene.
There. I'm too dizzy to read it.
You pointed to Bakersfield, California.
Oh, where's Bakersfield? Near the beautiful and historic San Francisco?
Yeah, I don't know. Closer to Los Angeles, looks like. I guess we're headed in roughly the same direction.
Oh, indeed.
Yeah, well, have a nice trip, and I'll see you in Odyssey in a few weeks.
Oh, yes, a few weeks. Thank you again for the ride.
You're welcome. Now, see you around, Eugene. You take care.
Farewell, Mr. Walton. Well, I suppose I should find my bus. Mr. Driver, but I was wondering if I might store my knapsack in the overhead bin?
If it'll fit, sure. Otherwise, I'll have to store it below.
Thank you.
You might want to hurry. We're ready to pull out.
Yes, sir. Excuse me.
Thank you for choosing
pardon me. Excuse me. Pardon me, sir. Is this seat taken?
This seat?
Yes, sir.
Well, I guess not.
Thank you. I'll simply place my knapsack securely in the overhead bin. Fits perfectly. I see there's another up here just like it. Is it yours?
No.
Oh, I thought perhaps you were a fellow sojourner like myself.
A what?
A fellow traveler, off to see what the world has to offer.
Look, I'm on a business trip, and my company was too cheap to put me on a plane.
Oh, I understand.
Yeah.
Pardon me again. Are you sure you don't want the window seat?
I'm sure.
I just want to sit where I can get the clearest view of the countryside as it rushes past. Yes, I want to take it all in. Experience as much as I can.
Really?
Oh, yes. You see, I haven't traveled much in my life. Except for that trip to Latin America, of course, which was born out of specific circumstances.
No kidding.
Which I don't have to go into now.
Thank you.
But for this particular excursion, my desire is to broaden my horizons by experiencing the vast breadth of diversity found within our shores.
Brother.
So you see, to put it as simply as possible, our nation was faced with a choice in the 1950s, whether to put our tax dollars into construction on highways for individual automotive use or to develop our mass transit system.
Yeah, look, excuse me, but I have to use the, you know...
Quite all right. Yeah, we've been talking for quite some time, haven't we?
You've been talking for an hour, so excuse me.
You don't have to take your coat or briefcase. I'll watch him for you.
No, I'd rather take him with me. Yeah, thanks anyway, yeah.
Security conscious.
B-I-N-G-O, B-I-N-G-O, and Bingo was his name, oh. Ah, what a life. Wonder what's on the radio.
You're telling me that it was some kind of accident that you robbed that store and the two supermarkets? Come on!
Next.
Yes, anything and everything you ever wanted in a watch is contained in Superwatch.
Next. This sounds promising. Hey, wait a minute. Don't fade now. What is this? I wanted to hear the rest of that. Why isn't this thing working? What's going on here? What? The alternator light? I'm in the middle of nowhere. You can't do this to me now.
Time is long overdue for an expedition away from Odyssey. A time to have new experiences, to meet new people, to face new adventures. Faced with the same circumstances, wouldn't you have drawn the same conclusions?
Yeah, I guess. I don't know. My sister just had a baby and I'm going to see her, that's all. Look, excuse me, but I have to use the, you know...
Facilities?
Yeah. Excuse me.
I suppose I shouldn't have been talking to such a degree. I've been missing all the breathtaking and picturesque scenes outside. It's lovely to see so much unspoiled... Oh, that poor man. I'd hate to have my pickup truck break down in the middle of nowhere like that. It's Mr. Walton. Mr. Walton! That's Bernard Walton. I have to do something. Stop the bus! Stop the bus! Where's the emergency cord? Oh!
I hear ya.
I'm sorry. Where's my knapsack? Oh, there. I'm very, very sorry. I have to go.
Look, buddy, I can't wait for you.
Oh, well, that's all right. My friend needs me. I'll simply catch the next bus. Thank you. Farewell.
Next bus? You'll have a long wait.
Oh, no. The alternator belt broke.
Mr. Walton! Mr. Walton!
Gene? Eugene? What are you doing here?
I was on the bus. We were passing by. I saw your truck. I thought you may need some assistance.
Well, I need assistance, all right. But unless you happen to have a new alternator belt stuffed in that knapsack of yours, there's not much you can do.
Oh, and my bus is gone.
Gone? Your bus? Oh, no! Wait. Oh, you meant well, I suppose. Thanks. Any idea how many miles we are from the nearest town?
I believe the sign 3 miles back said it was 16 miles to the next town.
Mm-hmm. Then I guess we're walking.
I think it's gonna rain.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised. This is a real expedition, isn't it, Eugene? Sure hope you're enjoying your experiences.
Oh, indeed I am. It's, unique.
That's right. That's right. Nothing like this ever happens in Odyssey.
Approximately 12.3 miles to go.
Quit telling me that. I don't want to know.
Oh.
Think someone would pick us up? Now, here comes a car. Okay, come, do your stuff.
I believe my sign will assist us more.
Oh.
People are not particularly trusting these days.
Yeah, well, I don't blame them. Hitchhiking is a dangerous business in the best of times.
Perhaps I should hold my sign higher.
I think it's more than that, Eugene.
It is?
Most people use phrases like stop, need help.
Well, yes, but that seems so unfriendly, so demanding.
Right. So you wrote, now let me see if I can get this phrasing right.
please cease your driving. Assistance required. Thank you.
I think it states the matter clearly without undue coercion.
Eugene, these people are driving by at 55 miles an hour. They have to be speed readers just to see the please.
Not to be contrary, but I haven't noticed that sticking your thumb in the air has aided us any.
People understand a thumb in the air better than a wordy sign.
My sign has as many words as it needs to communicate our situation.
Yeah, well, so does my thumb. Here comes a car.
Notice my sign.
Hey,
observe the sign.
Hey, how about a ride?
See? Quickly.
Thumb in the air.
Assistance. Perhaps we both need another strategy.
Perhaps you could lay down in the middle of the road. This is ridiculous.
Possibly it's a marketing question. Perhaps we need to convey a more sympathetic image.
Eugene, we're staggering down a road in the middle of nowhere. What else could we add to make us look more miserable? I had to ask. Well, thanks for all your help. Yeah, and that takes care of that. I'm telling you, Eugene, my faith in humanity is restored. Truck drivers are some of the best people in the world.
He seemed quite nice.
Nice? Not only did he stop for us, but he towed the pickup back. And he did it all in the pouring rain. Now, that's not nice, Eugene. That's downright Christian.
Can the mechanics here fix your truck?
Are you kidding? These truck stop mechanics can fix anything. By the time we eat dinner, they'll be done and I'll be back on the road again. How about you? Did you check the bus schedules?
Oh, yes, I did. I'll continue my pilgrimage at approximately 8 a.m. tomorrow.
Ah, good for you. Tell you what, I feel so relieved to be in out of the rain that this meal is on me, Eugene. Order what you want. I'm paying.
Well, in advance, then, thank you.
Yeah, let me see. I think I'll have the meatloaf. Meatloaf is usually the best thing about these roadside diners. What are you having?
Well, I'm not precisely certain. The language in this menu seems rather cryptic. The Dixie Dollar Special, the Blue Plate Special, the Alternate Route 66 Deluxe.
Oh, with names like that, they have to be good. Be adventurous and pick one.
And so I shall.
Well, gentlemen, will it be?
After you, Eugene.
Thank you. I believe I'll sample the Trainwreck Special, an intriguing name, I must say.
Yeah.
What exactly does the Trainwreck Special contain?
Mostly beef. Vern Roberts' cow got hit by the 609 out of Cleveland, so he gave us a good deal on it.
I see. Perhaps I'll simply have a glass of water instead.
Okay. How about you, hon?
Me? Oh, I think I'll have just a cup of coffee.
Suit yourself.
I thought you were having the meatloaf.
Be quiet, Eugene, and pass me those breadsticks. Ah, good. The rain stopped. Well, Eugene, I guess this is it.
Once again, we go our separate ways.
You have everything, right? I mean, everything out of the back.
Oh, indeed. Our waitress agreed to keep my knapsack behind the counter while I see the sights, such as they are.
Okay. You sure you're going to be all right until the bus comes?
Of course. What could happen to me in downtown Hardinville, population 11,706, minus Vern Roberts' cow?
Yeah, I'll just check. I guess I'll see you in a few weeks. Back at Odyssey.
Indeed. Drive safely.
I'll see you. Hope the rest of your expedition is as experience-filled as this was.
I hope so.
Yeah, goodbye, Eugene.
Farewell. I wonder what'll happen next.
That's him, officer. He's the thief. I'd recognize him anywhere.
Who, me?
Now, hold on, ma'am.
Look at him standing out here in the middle of the parking lot like he didn't do anything wrong. Smooth, mister. Real smooth.
I'm sorry. Are you referring to me?
Who else am I talking to? Next, you'll be saying you don't remember me from the bus. Arrest him, officer.
Wait just a minute.
Forgive me, officer, but might I inquire as to the nature of this woman's dilemma?
Yeah, it's a matter of some stolen goods.
Artist. He lulls people to sleep with all his talking, and then he sneaks off with their stuff.
Stuff? What stuff?
My knapsack! knapsack.
Knapsack? Look, let's get out of the middle of the parking lot and sort this out, all right? Are you carrying a knapsack, mister?
Yes, it's in the diner.
Is it okay if we have a look?
Absolutely.
Here it is. My knapsack.
My knapsack, you mean?
I can assure you.
You're positive it's yours?
Yes. Well, actually, I haven't looked at it since I got off the bus.
Empty it out, please.
Of course. There should be my laptop computer.
See there? That's my fuzzy pink sweater and the present for my little niece. And are you going to tell me that that's your makeup bag?
I'm so embarrassed. I assure you it was an honest mistake. I must have grabbed the wrong knapsack when I rushed off the bus to help Mr. Walton.
Yeah, right. Arrest him, officer.
Not so fast. Can you identify the contents of this knapsack, sir?
If indeed it's mine, it should contain my laptop computer, sundry clothing, including a blue vest, a portable microscope.
That's enough. This is it.
There was also a nameplate on the bottom that says Eugene Meltzner.
Yep, it's yours.
Are you going to arrest him or what?
I don't think that's necessary, ma'am. It's obviously just a mix-up.
But he took it.
Let me put it this way. If he's a thief, he's a very foolish thief. At a glance, I'd say the contents of his knapsack are a little more valuable than yours.
What are you talking about? That pink sweater is cashmere.
Ma'am, you can try to press charges, but I think it's a waste of time.
Easy for you to say. I got off that bus to get my knapsack back. How am I going to get to Pomona now? My ticket was, one of those non-transferable, non-refundable types. His mistake has me stranded.
I'm sure he'll make restitution for his error, won't you, Mr. Meltzner?
Well, to be honest, my funds are somewhat limited and...
See?
However, I do have my ticket, which is full fare and not non-transferable or non-refundable.
What does that mean?
It means you may use my ticket to complete your journey?
I'll take it. Excuse me.
Yes?
Well, look, I don't want to make a fuss, but you need to order more than water and breadsticks if you're going to hang out here. The manager's going to complain.
Oh, but I'm not entirely sure what to do or where to go. You see, I lost my bus ticket and I don't have the funds to purchase another. I'm on a very tight budget.
I know, sweetie, but I'm going to get in trouble if I let you sit here all night.
Oh, I understand. Well, you've been more than kind.
I got an idea. Why don't you slip over to the hotel across the road?
But I can't afford a hotel room.
No, I mean, they're having a plumbers convention, some local union or something, and I'll bet you could slip in and hang out without anybody noticing.
Of course. A wise suggestion. Pardon me.
Yes, may I help you?
I'm looking for the plumbers meeting.
Ah, a late arrival. They're in the Skylight Lounge for their traditional opening sing-along time. Just listen for the 10th chorus of Tie a Yellow Ribbon Round the Old Oak Tree. You can't miss them.
Thank you. Well, I suppose the most prudent and intelligent course of action will be to return to Odyssey. Oh, pardon me, I'm sorry.
Oh, excuse me, I wasn't...
Mr. Walton!
Eugene!
What are you doing here?
What are you doing here?
I asked you first.
Well, it's the funniest thing. I was on my way out of town when I saw the signs for a plumber's convention, so I decided to come back and check it out. Are you staying here at this hotel?
No. Alas, after you departed, I was involved in an unfortunate mix-up and had to relinquish my bus ticket.
Oh, well, no kidding. That's too bad.
Yes. As limited as my funds are, I was just entertaining the idea of returning to Odyssey.
Yeah, but what about your expedition? All the experience you wanted to have?
Perhaps I was mistaken.
Well, it's too bad. Well, look, Eugene, maybe... since I'm going to California anyway, I guess you could tag along.
You're offering me a ride?
Yeah.
To ride with you to California?
Yeah. Do I have to spell it out for you?
Mr. Walton, I'm overwhelmed with gratitude. I'm speechless.
Good. Keep it that way.
Thank you. I'm...
Look, Eugene, I'm missing the sing-along in the Skylight Lounge. Now, here's the key to my room. Why don't you go up and take a shower or something?
Thank you, Mr. Walton. Imagine the good fortune of meeting up with you like this. I thought I was lost. Destitute.
Yeah, right.
Oh, there you are.
I have to go.
I see you found each other.
Oh, yes, officer. It's quite remarkable.
Remarkable? Nothing. He's been all over town looking for you. In my office,
well,
then over...
I beg your pardon? He's been looking for me?
Look, I can't stand around
Sure,
here.
Especially after I told him what happened about your knapsack and giving away your bus
You
ticket.
Told him? Mr. Walton, you already knew?
I don't know what he's talking about. I came back for the plumber's meeting, like I said. Look, I'm missing my favorite songs.
Well, I won't keep you. I just wanted to make sure you found each other. Good night.
Good night.
Yeah, thanks.
Mr. Walton, you came back for me.
Now, don't start, Eugene. He misunderstood, that's all. I came back to pick up some new plumbing techniques.
I see.
And listen to me. I'll give you a ride on the condition you won't talk my ear off about this big expedition of yours and all the experiences you want to have.
I won't.
I mean, look at what you've been through already. Experiences don't mean anything unless you learn something.
I will heartily confess that I did learn something.
Oh, you did, huh? Like what?
That sometimes you don't know who your friends are until you need them.
Yeah? Well, don't let it get around.
Well, it looks as if Bernard and Eugene are off on a new adventure together. And Eugene has already picked up at least one important point. Experiencing things just for the sake of experience is useless. We need to look at everything that happens to us as a way to learn and grow. Best of all, when you're a Christian, you can know that God is at work within our experiences to help us become more like Jesus. So the next time you're tempted to do something just for the sake of doing it, stop and ask yourself if you'll learn anything or if it'll bring you closer to God. Adventures in Odyssey is a presentation of Focus on the Family. First-hand experience was written and directed by Paul McCusker. Our production engineer was Bob Luttrell, and our executive producer, Chuck Bolte. And I'm Chris, hoping you'll join us again next time for more Adventures in Odyssey.